Yep, we're still here. It's Mile High Magazine, and I am Murphy Houston. We're here every Sunday morning. We're glad you're there as well. Now joining us are Rich and Shelley Howard from One Family. Rich, Shelley, hello. Happy Sunday to you.
Good morning.
Well, I know you're kind of sharing a speaker thing there, so I'll just bounce these questions back and forth if that's okay with you. And Shelley, let's start with you. Talk about One Family. What made you start it? What's it all about?
Well, we started this, gosh, it's been about 10 years ago now, with some friends of ours. We had found that in our parenting, we just were really kind of missing some skills and that it was impacting our marriage. And we started to notice this with a lot of our friends as well. And so we had just thought, gosh, wouldn't it be so great to be able to share what we've learned and how it's helped us with more people. And so we just thought, let's put a little more time and effort into this and try to grow it. And initially, we were just trying to reach people in the South Denver metro, and it has quickly grown beyond that.
So you started this. So how did you reach out? I mean, I know you have a website because I've been reading it here before we started talking. Is that how it started, or did it start with your friends and word of mouth?
Basically, word of mouth. We basically had parenting classes, in-person parenting classes, and it just grew and grew. And we found that a lot of parents, once they were done with the class, they still needed additional equipping, additional encouragement, and just some additional tips to sustain them in their parenting journey. And so that's where the website came from. And then that quickly evolved into being on all the major social media platforms where we offer, you know, a lot of advice and things like that. And in fact, we're getting ready to launch our new podcast next month.
Oh boy, you ready for that challenge?
We're trying.
Hey, listen, they're popular. Not all are, but most are. And you got a topic with anybody out there that's married with kids is going to want to listen to. There's no doubt about it. So, Shelley, let me back up and ask you a question you just kind of touched on a little bit with our opening question. You said the parenting was affecting your marriage? Is that how you put that?
Yes. And, you know, Rich and I didn't realize that we were not on the same page with our parenting styles. And, you know, we see that. That's very common. People come in.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, they have their own family of origin and their own upbringing. And that's what they bring into it as a couple. And a lot of times it doesn't really, you know, align. And for us, we were kind of overcompensating for one another. I would maybe do something a certain way or try to encourage or train our kids a certain way, and Rich might have another idea. And so what we realized is we weren't really helping each other as teammates. We kind of roughly knew what our goals were, but we didn't know how to kind of come together and create a strategy together that was going to make us successful.
Wow, that's good that you realize that. And Rich, how many kids do you have, and how old were they at the time when you and Shelley said, "Hey, we got to get a game plan going here"?
Well, we have two boys. They're now fully grown, but at the time they were about 5 and 3. And the thing was, is when Shelley and I got married right out of college, and we both had really great jobs, and we actually waited 10 years before we had kids. And so we were under the illusion that because we were older parents, we're going to be able to approach this thing in a business-like manner, and that we're going to have this insight that younger parents don't have. And we quickly learned,
yes,
that was not the case.
Surprise!
Yep.
Man, been there, done that. I have 4 kids and 3 girls and a boy. And I'll tell you, my wife and I were the same thing. We got married right out of college, just like you guys did. We started having kids right away. Our goal was to have our kids before we were 30, so that when we get to be the age we are now, and that part's kind of worked out. They have their own families now, and Carol and I are just Carol and I again, like how it all started. But boy, that in-between stuff was nuts.
It's crazy. I mean, and you know, there's so much information out there, and a lot of it hasn't been proven, right? And
right.
So you know, oftentimes we're just looking for those things that are going to help us to maybe be a little bit more consistent and help us to be characterized by doing a handful of things that are going to make a difference.
Well, and Shelley, I'm going to ask you on this one. If you're like my wife and I think you alluded to this a little bit ago, your first instinct is kind of teach kids like your parents taught you, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen that. And, you know, it's kind of your default because it's really all that you know.
That's right.
And, you know, those styles don't necessarily mesh. And you actually may not have liked some of those things, you know, yourself. And so, you know, there's so much more information that parents today have as far as brain development and just all kinds of different things that are very helpful in really understanding what's going on with your child at every age and stage and how to, you know, really help train them and guide them through all of that. And so that's kind of what we were learning. And I think, you know, that's the benefit that parents today have that our parents didn't have.
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, Rich, I was curious, what are some of the tougher challenges facing parents today compared to when your parents are growing you up or raising you and Shelley?
Well, we see a lot of parents today are just very reactive in their parenting. It's just they're so busy. There's just so much going on, especially with schools and homeschooling and just a lot of different things going on, things that we didn't have to deal with when our boys were younger. But it just seems like a lot of parents are really frustrated because they're just reactive and they don't have a chance to be proactive in their parenting. And so that's what we hope to do with folks is to help them, give them some tools and some practical advice to help them to be a little bit more proactive so that they feel comfortable with what they're doing to build a healthy and strong family.
Well, the challenge is today, and as I mentioned, my kids are fully grown, and I have 8 grandkids now. They're all here in Denver, and I'm blessed with that. But when I was raising my teenage kids, they didn't even have cell phones, let alone computers. I mean, none of that existed. The internet was nothing. There was no TikTok. There was no Facebook. There was nothing. So when I look back on that, it seemed tough, but it seemed a lot easier than what parents are facing today. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. I mean, parenting in the digital age is a whole new ball game because not only do you have the internet, you mentioned phones, and also sexual information is coming out much sooner these days than it did in the past. And so there's a lot of issues that parents are having to deal with much sooner than what we had to deal with when we were raising our kids.
Oh, boy. Amen to that. And Shelley, what are some of the marriage issues you hear about from the parents you're dealing with? Are they all pretty similar or are they pretty widespread?
Well, they're pretty similar. It's funny. You know, I just think it's kind of the nature of raising a family is that you don't necessarily take time for one another in the marriage. All your focus tends to go toward the kids and the busyness of career and other demands on your time. And so parents or husbands and wives aren't necessarily taking time out for one another. You know, that's one of the things we realized is, gosh, we weren't doing date nights anymore. We weren't, you know, really taking time out to just talk to one another. Everything seemed to be all about the family time and the marriage can take a back seat. And so we see that a lot. Marriage is kind of taking the back seat. And then, you know, the other thing that we see is that when life gets challenging, it's just sort of our natural propensity to sort of, you know, maybe pull away a little bit, be a little frustrated and not really realizing what's going on. And before you know it, you know, then your marriage is suffering a bit and you're not a helpful teammate anymore. You're not an encouragement to your spouse. You're not helping each other or even really seeking understanding. We like to think of it as kind of people kind of get on their own island and they just sort of stay there and keep, you know, volleying back and forth. But they aren't really coming together and, you know, how they were right when they first got married.
Well, that does. That goes to the bottom of the pile pretty quick. Well, how was it when you first got married? There's just too much to take on between, as you mentioned, kids, jobs, and the marriages fall last. But, Rich, I'm kind of curious. By the way, it's Rich and Shelley Howard from One Family. What kind of programs are you offering for people? What can they expect from you and Shelley?
Well, we have quite a few things. We kind of the cornerstone of what we do is we have parenting classes. And these are classes starting from the toddler years, so those parents that have kiddos 18 months to about 4 years of age, and that's kind of like an introductory parenting course. And then we've got our main parenting course that covers ages 5 to 12, and then a middle years course, which helps parents to prepare for the teen years, and a preparing for adulthood course. But one of our bigger courses that's been popular of late is Protecting the Innocence of Childhood.
Oh.
And that is, how do you convey sexual knowledge to your children? So on the parenting side, those classes, which we offer online, have been very, very popular. But we also do some marriage coaching and mentoring. We have some online assessments just to take as a marriage checkup. Sometimes we're going through a rough season, and sometimes you just need a little help to get back on the same page and to reconnect. So we have that. We've got our online posts that we do, advice. And again, I mentioned we're getting ready to come out with a podcast. But we also do a lot of public speaking. One of our big partners is MOPS International, Mothers of Preschool.
Right. Know about that.
Yeah. And we speak to about 30 to 50 MOPS groups a year. And so it's a lot of different things, but it's helping, coming alongside men and women and helping them with their parenting and with their marriage.
All good stuff. So, Shelley, how do they find out about these classes? Something they might be interested in. Is it all on your website, or is there someplace else to go? Or do you do in-person classes as well as online stuff?
Well, yes, we do both in person and online. Whenever we are offering new classes, and we will have some new ones coming up that we'll start promoting in May, but they can find us on the website, which is onefamilyhwl.org, and there's information there on our events page, and then also our social media outlets. So we're on Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And so we always post any new classes on there as well.
Are there costs involved?
Usually it's basically the cost to cover the course workbook or the cost of the online assessment. Again, we're a nonprofit and we're here to serve men and women. So it's not unreasonable what we charge, but we also don't want it to be an obstacle folks. So
sure.
If somebody has, some difficult challenges right now, we'll work with them as well.
So do you get some outside help? I mean, you are a nonprofit. Can people donate, or do you have some backers?
Yeah, we have individual donors. We've got some support from some foundations, but yes, the majority of our funding comes from individual donors, and you can also donate to us on our website, and that's there's a donation button that you can click on.
Okay, and again, give us that website again, Rich.
It's onefamilyhwl.org.
And Shelley, when's that podcast hitting the airwaves?
Well, we hope next month. We're just getting started with it. It's been just a real fun undertaking, but we're ready to jump in. We've got lots of content to share, and we're very excited about it.
Well, good luck with that. It's a challenge. I've been in radio 52 years. It's been a tough challenge through the years, but you're going to help a lot of people for sure. Rich and Shelley Howard from One Family, God bless you both for what you're trying to do for both parents and, of course, their children. And thanks for coming on Mile High Magazine today.
Thank you,
Josie.
Anytime. We appreciate you, too, and appreciate you listening on Mile High Magazine. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we will talk to you next Sunday.